Tim in Schuyler Lake says from last week's show where we talked about journalists' potential biases, he says that he's an admirer of Ira Fussfeld. Ira was here last week, but he's wrong that reporters should not be allowed to enroll in a political party. And Alan seemed to share his anxieties about potential revelations about journalists' personal affiliations in this regard. I think to the contrary, Alan, you were quite outspoken about you want journalists to be identified for who they are.
I do, because I think every time you read an article in the New York Times or another great paper, you say, I wonder what that guy is. You know, it seems to me that there may be a little bit of a slant here towards the Democratic position, so it would be nice to know where they were coming from.
Just to reiterate my stances, where do you draw the line? There's so many ways in which we're biased by our environment, by geography, gender, age, social status, that is economic status. So you could do a whole biographical sketch on each reporter at the end of each report on WAMC, which would be an interesting notion, that you could take a little 5 minutes after each story that your reporters file and explain who these reporters are and where their biases are. And that just seems a little extreme to me.
So let me ask you a question, Rex.
Okay.
And I hope you'll take
so
this.
So how are you going to handle that, since that was a question to you? Why don't you do that?
I hope you'll forgive me for asking this. How deep in your cheek is your tongue?
Well, no, I'm just saying I think your stance is a little extreme and not quite as well thought out as your usual position.
Look, stop. all three of you, the only thing I could call you are newspaper apologists. You guys are, you know...
Nostalgics would be a better word.
Nostalgics. Could be.
When we had more influence and power. Do you think that journalists make good politicians? Can you make a transition from writing about to making news?
I don't know. I think the great freedom of journalism is that your job is to tell the truth, and the burden of politics is to get elected. And truth-telling really interferes with that a lot of the time, I think.
Truth-telling is such a good quality in a politician, however.
Where do you see it? Where do you see people who don't distort their views in order to suck up to voter groups?
As lawyer for Rosemary, I want to just say, as her representative here, I agree with you, Rosemary, number one, because Rex is on the other side, and I always enjoy that.
You always take the opposite, yeah.
Well, not take the opposite. You know, I feel the opposite. But the fact of the matter is, everything is relative. So there are some politicians, some broadcasters, some newspaper people who adhere to truth, and then you have the other side. So it isn't as if it's either or. It isn't. It is that some do well and some don't.
Oh, no, I don't think I agree with that. I think that journalists tell the truth, and those few who don't are routed out and really pilloried in a way that they are not in business if they're routed out. But I ask the question because journalism used to be the way to change the world. You show the truth to people and things happen. Now I don't think that's true. I think it's lawyers and politicians who change the world.
Who changed the world for good or for ill. Maybe you're thinking of a time, a brief period, that brief shining moment after Watergate. Isn't that what you're imagining?
Well, that's certainly my salad day, so it comes to mind. But yeah. I think it's been true throughout a long period in American history that journalists made a difference. Now it's not. Now it's young people. Look at the Time Person of the Year this year is what got me started on this. Greta Thunberg, the young teenage Swedish girl who's calling out truth to power.
I wanted to ask you a question, Rosemary, maybe a little bit off the track, but you mentioned it was your salad days.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, the Italian way of doing it is to eat the salad at the end of the meal as opposed to before the meal. Don't you see the problem I'm having with your reference to salad days?
Yeah, my family did it before dinner.
So can I chime in here and say that I still think journalism can affect change, positive change. I think we tend to look at national politics and rub our hands in despair. But I think there are a lot of stories that are happening every day across the country where something bad is being pointed out and something good is happening. Something is being done to fix it. Greta Thunberg is getting wide acclaim, as she should. But part of her success has been the fact that she's gotten very good media coverage.
That's a really great point, that it is in the local communities where, although, as we note, the problem of sustaining local journalism is significant, and we've talked about that in this show a lot, but isn't that where that kind of watchdog work is being done, where you can still have an impact, right?
Well, the interesting thing is studies have shown that in places that have lost their newspapers, taxes go up, corruption goes up. It's a check that we only are looking at now in the negative. You're not aware of it when it's happening, only when you lose the paper.
Right. Political participation goes down.
Correct.
contracts are not scrutinized, people are not being held to account, and it's in raw numbers, which, you know, the MBA types love to see those raw numbers, and it is, as we say, a provable fact.
You know, I keep mentioning her on our program, Eileen Mooney, a woman in Great Barrington, goes to every single meeting. She goes to every single meeting, and she writes down every single fact.
You need to bring her on. You talk about her every week.
Well, she's extraordinary. I mean, you pay $35 or something like that for her newsletter, but I don't think she makes a living out of that. I just think it's extraordinary what one person can do to fill the void that you guys are talking about.
Well, that is the dream of the internet, isn't it? That there would be this great flowering of, in effect, citizen journalism that would enable citizens to keep an eye on government. The difficulty is that finding out what's going on behind the scenes, digging into what's not said at the public meetings that you're covering, is where a lot of the story really emerges, you know.
Well, there's more to it than that. You have to have, like, an edge. You have to challenge people and criticize people to be a really good journalist. And citizens not only don't like doing that, they're trained their whole life not to do it. Oh, that's impolite. Don't ask that. And journalism is the opposite of the way many of us are raised.